I love listening to episodes when podcasters get a little more personal, especially when Kendra Adachi, the host of the Lazy Genius podcast, talks about what is saving her life right now. So I've started doing my own version of these episodes. Kendra says she got the idea to do episodes like this from author Barbara Brown Taylor, who asks and answers this question in her memoir, Leaving Church. I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who has used podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood, and now I want to help you find a podcast that can do the same thing for you. It can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you'll enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. My episodes are short, and they answer all of the questions you'll have about the podcast, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or not. I'm here to help you find a podcast you'll love without wasting your time. Now, let's talk podcasts. Most of the time, I do these episodes when I'm having a hard week, month, or season, to help me remember that there are a lot of great things in my life, along with all of the hard things. I hope that you can find a nugget of information that can help you with your life. But more than anything, I hope that listening to my list can inspire you to make your own list of things that are saving your life right now. The first thing that is saving my life right now is the Quiet Music for Reading playlist on Spotify. I listen to it whenever I need to work in a loud space, which is mostly on Mondays when I have my work time and Scott is hanging out with the kids upstairs and they are having the time of their lives, stomping, dancing, wrestling, all those things, while I'm downstairs trying to write episodes or emails or read a business book. I am literally listening to it right now as I write this episode, and it's full of calming instrumental songs that aren't distracting and keep me focused on the task at hand. I love it so much, and I've been listening to it for a couple of months, and I am not sick of it at all. The next thing that's saving my life right now is that I have roughly 2 hours that is almost kid-free Tuesday through Friday. We are 3 months into my kids' school year, and because I have a first grader and a preschooler, and my two-year-old still takes a nap, I get about 2 hours almost every weekday where I get to do whatever I want to without child interruptions. It's absolutely amazing. I get to work, watch a show, take a nap, or do whatever the heck I want to while staying at the house, and it's glorious. The next thing that is saving my life right now might sound silly to a lot of you, but I honestly don't really care because it has done awesome things for my relationship with my partner, Scott. I've started playing a video game with him. It's called Valheim. It's kind of like Minecraft, but with Vikings. We get to build a homestead base with a cool house, gardens, a dock for our boats, and other fun stuff like that. We also get to go on cool adventures where we travel to new places and discover new biomes and figure out how to help our characters survive in the new place with new dangers. Playing this game with Scott has helped us both have fun together in a new way and helped us improve our communication skills a lot. It's another thing that we get to share, can have conversations about, and look forward to doing together. The next thing on my list of things that is saving my life is therapy. I've been going to therapy for about 5 months, and I am so grateful for all of the things I've learned and all the ways I've been stretched to see things from a different perspective. One of my favorite things about therapy is that it forces me to slow down at least once a week to feel my feelings instead of shoving them down and ignoring them. I honestly didn't realize all of the automatic decisions my brain/body was making without me even noticing. Now that I'm slowing down and noticing, I'm realizing that I don't love all of the automatic decisions my brain/body has on repeat. So it's been hard, but really great to slowly figure out what's going on in my head and decide on if I like it or not. And if I don't like it, I've been trying to figure out what I want to do instead. Before we talk about more things that are saving my life right now, we're going to take a quick break to talk about my free podcast consultations. I've been able to talk to some amazing podcasters about their shows while doing interviews for the Friendly Podcast Guide. And along the way, I've learned so many tips and tricks on how to start a podcast from the hosts I've interviewed and from personal experience. I've talked to podcast hosts about what made their launch successful and what made it more difficult. And I for sure know what I would do differently if I could go back and launch my show again. And I want to share my knowledge with you. That's why I'm offering free podcast consults, and I have a couple of spots open in the next month. If you need help nailing down your podcast idea, figuring out your niche, or have any other podcast questions, I would love to work with you to answer your questions and help you launch your show. If you're interested in working with me, fill out the intake form in the show notes. I can't wait to help you make the podcast of your dreams. The next thing on my list of things that are saving my life right now is actually helping people start their own podcasts. That wasn't planned, but it's kind of perfect with the ad spot that I just had. Several months ago, I got serious about helping coaches start their own podcasts. It's been one of the scariest things I've done in a while, but I'm super proud of myself for buckling down and diving into something that I've been doing on the side for a while. I've loved being able to help coaches launch their podcasts without feeling overwhelmed or stressed. Not only do I love that I get to talk about podcasting even more than I was before, but I also really love helping people succeed and reach even more people that they in turn get to help with their content. It's been a lot of fun. Another thing that's saving my life right now is the show The Chosen. I know that I've talked about this before, but if you're new around here, I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And one of my goals as I finish up this year is to have a closer relationship with Jesus. So I've decided to watch The Chosen, which is a series that chronicles Jesus's life. It brings Bible stories to life in a way that I've never been able to do in my brain while I read the New Testament. You might not think that watching a show would help me build a better relationship with Jesus, but it is. Seeing Jesus interacting with his disciples instead of just reading about it has helped me understand him in a new way and has helped me to recognize him in my life more than I did before. If you're interested in learning more about Jesus, I highly recommend trying out this show. It's free on the Chosen app or on their website. I'll make sure to link it in the show notes. Okay, the last thing on this list of things that are saving my life right now is the Kid Podcast Player Story Button. My oldest has had a really hard time going to sleep for the past 6-ish months. It's been a struggle. We've tried so many different things and nothing seemed to work. Then I decided to try and have him listen to kids' sleep podcasts after I left the room, and it worked. But I was just using a Bluetooth speaker hooked to my phone, so I wasn't able to listen to my own podcast or music or call anyone, and that was making my evenings really hard. So we bought a story button, and it has been a game changer. Mr. Jim, who is a kid podcast host himself, created it, and you can tell, because it has so many features that make listening to kid podcasts easier. We use it at night to help my oldest go to sleep, but the kids also use it when they want to play in their room, or if I'm at my wit's end, I'll grab it along with some coloring pages and the kids will sit at the kitchen table and listen while I try to get something done or I just take a break. I'll link to it in the show notes so you can get your own if it sounds like something you need in your house. I hope this list has helped you in some way. Hopefully, if nothing else, it's helped you think of some things that are saving your life right now. Also, if you've been thinking about starting a podcast, but you're overwhelmed by the process, let's hop on a free podcast consult call to talk through all of your concerns. Talk to you soon.